All right, welcome back to Podcast 7. I'm Pastor Blake. We have our special guest, Connelly Hayward, who has been unpacking the deep personality, or unpacking the disc for us. Last session, we talked about that deep personality. This week, or this day, we're going to be talking about the I personality, which, Connelly, this is the favorite one of all of them, because that's my personality.
And so, and mine, too. I is just the best. We're going to have a nice, fun session, and, well, you know, I's like to talk a lot, so...
So we're going to talk a lot today.
A whole lot.
I stands for awesome, amazing. Actually, that's not what it stands for. What does I, like, stand for? Well, how would you describe it?
I stands for inspiring. It stands for inspirational. It stands for influencing. I's are great, great influencers, and although I know it doesn't start with I, but they're encouragers. I's are great. Everyone needs a pet I. For whenever you're feeling down, you got to pick up the phone, and you got to call your pet I friend and say, "I need some cheering up."
That is exactly right. You know what? Like, they love people. I love people. People energize me. Other personality types, they don't necessarily get energized around people. I get energized around them. I love it. I love being that center of attention. I love being fun. You know, it's all about the eyes. The eyes going to have fun. We don't care about getting anything done, right?
Exactly.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we have an eye problem, and as my fingers are pointing towards me as I say that, it's all about I. But yes, we talked about the D last time, and you said, you know, the D is all about the task. If you go back to our four quadrants, remember, D is over on the task side, I is on the people side.
Right.
So yes, we are people do energize the I, and I's like to have fun. That's just... They just like to have fun.
Absolutely. So we talked about some of the things, or tell me again, what are some of the strengths for an I?
Well, some of the strengths for an I is I's bring a lot of positive energy into the situation. I's are very communicative and very talkative. I's are very inspiring, and I's are really good at seeing potential. They live in the world of what could be. And that's they look and say, "Oh, we have this could be so great." We said, "Eyes are very good at seeing potential and help directing people into that potential."
Now, when an eye sees a situation, is it the glass is always half empty or is it half full?
Oh, the glass is full.
The glass is full. It's not even half full.
It's full, and it's like, "Oh, whatever's in it tastes really good."
So what are some of the weaknesses? Not that I have any weaknesses, but the other I personalities.
Not.
What are some of the weaknesses that I carries?
Well, for one, they can have a tendency to not see reality as it is. Because, you know, they do look at the bright side, and and they're just not willing to accept some of the negative and the hard things about life. They have a tendency to think that they have two mouths and one ear. They can just keep talking and talking and talking and kind of just steamroll everyone else by not giving them a time to speak. And squirrel! What? Eyes are easily distracted.
I can totally agree with that. That is so me. So what are the blind spots that an eye would have?
Well, in conversation, they don't even know they're dominating the conversation.
Okay.
Another blind spot is when other people are talking.
They can inadvertently hurt people, and that's what they're trying. They're trying to love people.
Right. And when other people are talking, the eye is thinking about what they're going to say more than trying to listen. And another I word is interrupt.
That's right.
Yes. So they don't realize that they're doing it. They don't realize they're not focusing in on the listening. So for all our biblical care providers who do have the high I, one of your areas of growth and awareness is recognize that you're going to want to talk a lot more than is going to be effective in the session with the person. So you're gonna have to temper that and practice some active listening skills so you can really hone in, and then you'll have the great ability to really verbalize and help talk that person through what they're going through.
That's good. You know, Connelly, I'm not sure this is part of the I personality. Help me understand this. I know for me is that I like to be around people more than I like to do tasks. And so sometimes an I personality can just drop the ball on getting things done because the people become more important. Is that part of that I personality?
We were supposed to do something? Yes, that is another weakness of the I, is definitely the I will put a lot more, in fact, of all the I will put people absolutely higher than anything. So that's another thing that you can carry like to the rest of your life. You know, just be aware that you have a system or a process to help you get those tasks done.
Very good, very good. What are eyes afraid of?
Rejection.
Or
actually,
yes.
Even I'll say perceived rejection.
Yes.
Eyes are very expressive. If you could see us here, both of us are talking with our hands.
Yes,
we are.
Both
moving around.
Yes.
They're very expressive. They wear everything on their sleeve. You know how they're feeling. But they really fear rejection. And that's social rejection or perceived social. So if an I is talking to a high S, and the S is very non-responsive, the I may feel rejected because the S just isn't simply responding to them. So I's need to be aware, it's not all about them, and sometimes people really are listening when they're not showing it. And when an I feels, as an I, you know you're being stressed when you're starting to feel rejected, you're starting to feel like you have to prove yourself, or you're trying to get people to like you.
Wow.
Then that fear of rejection has been touched.
You're stepping on some toes right now.
On my toes.
So I know for me, for my I personality, like words are really important. What you say and what you don't say. So what are some words that we use with that I personality?
I personalities love descriptive words, and they love positive words. They like words of, they do like the words of I feel and I think and let's go do. They're action oriented. So remember, they're action oriented, like the D, but again, they want the lighter side of action, so to speak. They like words of potential. Hey, we could. Could is a great word for an I. We could do this. Or what would it be like if we did this? They like the positive what if scenario. They don't like words of detail. They don't like a lot of minutia. Like the C, it's very important for a C to have detail. We'll get into that later. Yeah. But for the I, you don't want to use detail-oriented words. And here again, you don't want to put, because if you start going through a whole long list of details, you've just lost them.
We get bored so quickly.
Yes.
So quickly.
We like color. If you describe things with some kind of flavor or color, you can really attract an eye that way.
That makes so much sense. That's you're really unpacking and helping me understand this eye. What are words that we want to avoid using with that type of personality?
It has to be this way. That's a phrase an eye doesn't like. Eyes like flexibility. They don't want to be rigid words. It has to be this way. It's either this way or no way. I don't care what you think.
Ooh, boy,
yeah, you.
And that hurt me just talking right now. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, you don't like that. In any word that has any kind of like, I don't care about you or I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing. Those don't work for an I. That's a waste of time. Doesn't work with a D. Also doesn't work with an I.
Really?
Eyes, yes, because eyes don't like to waste time. They like to fill time with engaging in fun activities.
Yes.
So you're going to have to wait on that. Mm. Eyes don't want to hear that either. So the way you would phrase that with an I is, while we are waiting, let's do, or let's discuss.
That's good. So that's one of those keys besides words. What are other keys of dealing with that I personality to help them along?
In other words, just encouraging. You want, especially when you have someone that's in a session with you, you want to use a lot of encouragement. Like, you know, love languages, words of affirmation go hand in hand with I.
Okay.
So just as much as they need to talk, they need to hear, I like what you're doing. That sounds like it's working. Good for you. You're awesome, as you talked about earlier. Yeah,
yes.
we're awesome, yes.
Right.
Eyes love to hear that recognition, that verbal recognition for an eye is an incredible driver, and you will find when you use that with an eye in those sessions, then they're going to get vulnerable. They're going to get really vulnerable.
That's right. I know for me, I like it. If I'm going to be corrected or coached up, I like it from when people start with something encouraging first.
Yes.
They encourage the good in me and the good heart that I have and the good motives, and then they bring in that coaching element and I can receive it so much better. So what are some things that would just absolutely frustrate an eye?
Details.
Details.
Having to fill out a form. Oh, you might as well just chop their hand off, okay? They don't like go through forms. Right. They don't like details. They don't like rules. So if you have something that, you know, there are rules to life. It's just, they just have to be. The way that you communicate that to an eye is, you know, I know that you're not going to be really happy about this. This is the rule, the context that we have to follow. So let's figure out a way that we can make this positive for you. Right. That's they want to hear. They don't like slow-paced communication. They're very right. quick. Yeah, you know, eyes are in the now.
I will finish now. People's sentences. If they're too slow, I will finish their sentence for them. You know, I don't like that slow cut communication.
No.
I also don't like when I'm doing a task, if I don't see the people side of it, I have to, my leaders, they have to help me see the people and the fun behind it. That motivates me so quickly. If I don't see that, I get frustrated when it's just task, check it off the list. I get so disengaged.
Checklists are very important for an eye.
Right, but they need them to stay on task.
They need to stay, but they don't drive an eye.
It's the people.
Yeah, you have to have a people purpose. Very good point. A people purpose behind the task. So when you're in a session with an eye, and they need to do a task, especially like in a marital context or a grieving where they have to do something, you got to connect it back to them or back to someone else.
That's so good. Well, Conley, thank you so much for helping us unpack this eye personality. I'm looking toward our next session where we're going to be talking about the S. Thanks again for joining us. See you at the next session.